This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian
and Vincent.
We've got Skype, so Skype on in to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, for those of you just tuning in, at the beginning of the show, I said these presidents prior to Trump have been so uninteresting to me. I just don't care. I just haven't cared at all about, you know, once they get elected, you know, the presidential election, there's usually something worth talking about there. There's always people talking about that on talk radio. But after they get elected, it's business as usual in D.C. Who's greasing whose palms? What friends of the politicians are being rewarded? What enemies are being punished? I mean, it's not really that interesting to me. But I got to say that Trump is interesting to me. And I'm a libertarian, you know, I'm a voluntarist. I don't believe the federal government should exist. I certainly don't believe Trump is going to eliminate the government or that Trump is a libertarian. But some of the things that have been, you know, at least in the headlines, and some of the things that have been said since he was elected, he doesn't appear to be business as usual. He doesn't appear to be like your typical president just getting in and doing whatever, going on vacation.
You know? Typical politician, I'd say. But
right. And so, you know, the dude does deserve credit for not only sticking to his message, because a lot of times right after somebody gets elected, their whole demeanor changes. Now they are in power. They can do whatever it is that they want to do and screw the promises that they made when they were running for the office. And I'm sure he's going to break promises just like every other politician, and I don't doubt that some of these things that they're talking about will not come to fruition, but the fact that they're still like moving forward or making it seem like they're moving forward on these things seems different to me. Is it just me? I mean, are other people out there who are also libertarian experiencing a similar thing? I know I've seen posts on Facebook by people who I know are principled libertarians who are like posting news about Donald Trump as though, and these aren't people who supported Trump at all during the campaign, who are like, why is he doing this? Like, if he's like other politicians, he shouldn't continue on to try to bring his campaign pledges to fruition. There's just, politicians don't do that stuff. When they get into office, they just do whatever it is they want to do. So in the last hour, we talked about how there's somebody in the Trump transition team, according to The Hill, that's talking about getting rid of the National Endowment for the Arts, talking about cutting the funding completely from NPR and from PBS, which, that's great. These are completely unnecessary federal government programs. Now, again, I think the entire federal government is unnecessary, but we're not getting that to that point during the Trump administration, and you know, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, maybe it'll happen in our lifetime. The federal government will just absolutely fail and, you know, crumble to the ground. Maybe Trump will be the very last president that this country ever has. I mean, one can hope. But I'm just surprised by this, and I'm pleasantly surprised. Now, again, none of this has actually happened. But the rhetoric doesn't have to be like this. He could completely change his rhetoric. He's in. He's in for 4 years. That's how it always works with the president. George Bush said no nation building when invaded Iraq. You know, George Bush said smaller government, dramatically increased the size of government. Barack Obama said hope and change, ending Guantanamo Bay, ending the wars. Those things didn't happen. So, you know, I realize it's just week number one. And but the thing that doesn't make sense to me is, why would they continue the same rhetoric if they're just like the rest of the political, you know, people in D.C.? And my prediction when I was, you know, when this campaign was being run was that, hey, this guy's part of the establishment. You're going to find out that he's just as much of the establishment as anybody else. He's not acting like it yet. Now, maybe it just hasn't settled in. Maybe he's going to become, you know, politically lazy within the next few weeks. I don't know. But I just feel like it seems like there's something different here. Is it just me? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I'm not looking for some Trump promoter to call in and be like, yeah, Trump. I'm talking about people who were skeptical, people who were against Trump. Are you feeling in any way the same way that I am on this? So that means you can't really answer, Vincent, because you were a Trump fan.
I saw on Liberty Hangout, which is a kind of new libertarian website. You know, it's Ver Publishers, a bunch of different voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, and X, Y, and Z. And I saw a post they made on Facebook today. And, you know, during the campaign, they weren't fervently pro-Trump, but it said Trump has said, or he's talked about more libertarian ideas in his, like, just first several days in office than Gary Johnson did his entire libertarian campaign.
I think that's a true statement. I mean, Gary Johnson wasn't calling for ending the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Gary Johnson was, I mean, he wasn't even barely libertarian at all.
Even so. Bill Weld, his vice president, he said he wanted to ban, I forget if he said he wanted to ban assault rifles or if he was definitely anti-gun even.
Bill Weld was like pretty much Hillary Clinton's buddy during the campaign. I mean, he did everything but endorse her outright. So, I mean, we can rehash the Libertarian campaign, but, you know, they're not even worth talking about.
No.
So, back to the story here. This is thehill.com. So, the one we were talking about last hour was over at the Independent in the UK, talking about them cutting NPR and PBS. And again, I don't think Trump can just do this on his own. He's going to need some sort of support. And the question is, how much support is he going to have from the establishment Republicans? Are they going to do as Trump is asking, or are they going to oppose him? I think where things could get ugly.
I think this is where his use of Twitter is very beneficial to him and very
revolutionary. Call people out.
Exactly, yeah, because I don't know if a president has ever done this, but say, like, let's say Paul Ryan's giving him a hard time, he could go out and say, okay, people who live in Paul Ryan's district, who, if they, let's say they voted for him, it's a Republican area, say, like, can send letters to Paul Ryan, give his office calls saying to get this passed.
Yeah, absolutely. It could stir up the hornet's nest.
Because if ever, you know, we don't have a Republican senator here in New Hampshire anymore, but if, say we did, and they're going against something that I thought was good Trump was doing, you bet I'd send them emails and letters and calls and show up at their office in person to get them to do it.
So there's the full story here that the Independent got their story about the NPR cuts and that came from thehill.com. And the story here says Donald Trump is ready to take an axe to government spending. Staffers for the Trump transition team have been meeting with career staff. This was published, one day before his inauguration. We've been meeting with career staff at the White House ahead of the inauguration to outline their plans for shrinking the federal bureaucracy. The changes they propose are dramatic. The Departments of Commerce and Energy would see major reductions in funding, with programs under their jurisdiction either being eliminated or transferred to other agencies. The Departments of Transportation, Justice, and State would see significant cuts and program eliminations. The Corporations for Public Broadcasting would be privatized, while the National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities would be eliminated entirely. Overall, the blueprint being used by Trump's team would reduce federal spending by $10.5 trillion over 10 years. That's a big goal. Now, whether it's achievable within the, you know, establishment of Washington, D.C., I don't know.
Well, you know, go big or go home, as they say.
No doubt. And that's what I think libertarians should be doing, is proposing the principled solutions, understanding that politics is compromise, and so that ultimately you're not going to get the full-on, most principled libertarian solution. You're going to get, you know, a step in the right direction. And but you have to ask for the maximum.
Yeah, and you don't propose your compromise firsthand, because then it's going to be watered down
exactly.
Even more.
Exactly. So you get it, Vincent. The proposed cuts hew closely to a blueprint published last year by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, a think tank that has helped staff the Trump transition. Similar proposals have in the past won support from Republicans in the House and Senate, who believe they have an opportunity to truly tackle spending after years of warnings about the rising debt. Many of the specific cuts were included in the 2017 budget adopted by a conservative Republican study committee, a caucus that represents a majority of House Republicans. Their plan would reduce the federal spending by $8.6 trillion over the next decade. Now, if they can do that, that'd be great news. But are they just going to take that money and then spend it on the military? So I hope that that's actually like a total reduction and not just like, oh, well, we're going to save this money over here and then blow it on the military. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our gold and silver investors guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
You want to save big time on products over at Amazon? Just go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. You can save 10, 20, 25%, 15%, you know, whatever percentage you want, up to as much as 30%. I believe 33% is their maximum over at Purse, saveatpurse.com. I was telling you last night, I was talking with Daryl about my most recent attempt. Need a new board here in the studio. I already have the board. I've actually had it for like 5 years. Because every time I get a new board, I always get another board in case one of them breaks. Because if the board breaks, you have no radio show. So it's always good to have one in reserve. And so this last one lasted for like 4 or 5 years before it started to go a little wonky. We still actually have it. So, you know, it mostly works. But every now and then it just kind of fuzzes out and needs to get replaced. So I brought up the old one. I put I looked for the same model. They're still selling it. So I went and loaded that up at saveitpurse.com. Now what you do is you go to Amazon and you put what it is that you want on your wish list. And then you take the wish list URL. You then copy that into saveitpurse.com. It then loads up into saveitpurse and allows you to select your discount. So how much do you want to save? Well, in my case, I'm not in a rush. I mean, this board's going to last. This brand new board I've got sitting in the box here, it's going to last for, you know, probably a few more years. So I'm in no rush whatsoever to get this new board to sit in the back, you know, sit in the basement and wait till this next board breaks. So I've set it at 25%. And I probably should have tried 30% because I got my 25%. It took more than a day. So it wasn't an immediate, you know, gratification kind of thing. I knew I'd have to wait. But I figured I'd be waiting several days. Turns out it was just over a day. Things already being shipped to me. I saved 25% off of this thing. And it's a $400 board or $350 board. So, you know, you do the math. It's down to like, I think it's like $280 or $275. So a huge chunk of money just came off of that. Why wouldn't you want to save that much money? Why wouldn't you want to save 10% if you could save 10%? And 10% is easy to get. If you set your item at 10%, it'll sell within like a couple of hours usually at saveitpurse.com. So it's amazing. Here's the catch. Because there is a catch. The catch is you got to have Bitcoin or one of the more popular altcoins because you can use Shapeshift. So, you know, Shapeshift technology allows you to change the altcoins into Bitcoins. Save It First has that built into it. So if you've got cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. So why wouldn't you want to do this? Well, this is number one reason to go and get some Bitcoin. If you haven't yet gotten into the Bitcoin world, saving money at Amazon, that's reason enough. So go to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Eric. He's in Delray, Florida, listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi there, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I just had a comment. When you're talking about Trump, I'm hearing you on a lot of what you're saying, and I just had a comment. You said it, you know, that Trump's not doing business as usual, and we can all agree that. But I'm going to submit that he's not doing business as usual, but it's still the business of the state, and it's an expansionist state, regardless of the fact that it's not a leftist expansion. Ending the Institute for the Arts or the National Foundation for the Arts or NBR, FEC, that's all great. And we've seen this repeatedly pushed in Congress and by various Republicans since going back to Reagan that I remember personally. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that offsets the wall. Trump's declared second war on terror, the war on Islamic radicalism globally, expanding the military to, you know, as we've talked. And he just signed an executive order, you know, limiting on immigration. One of the things the libertarians so criticized Obama for, rightfully, and we're seeing it already. He's still going to be doing the business of the state.
Oh, yeah.
More of a right-wing pill. And I just I think we need to obviously celebrate any benefits to freedom while being extremely vigilant because of his demonstratively non-libertarian statements and
yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right about that. And you know, earlier tonight we did report on the first bombs being dropped in Yemen under the Trump administration, mm-hmm. killing probably some innocent people.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I think we do need to still continue to criticize. Obviously, I'm not saying that, you know, Trump is some sort of godsend. He's not. He's just another.
Oh, yeah.
He's, you know, another president, and that means he's a man with virtually unlimited power that is likely going to wield that in some very dangerous ways. But ultimately, I do agree with you, and the same thing was true during the Obama administration. When Obama did something that we agreed with, we pointed it out. We gave him some credit for it. You know, when he released hundreds of prisoners, over 1,000, I think now, prisoners from federal detention, commuting sentences, pardoning people, nonviolent drug offenders, he deserves some credit for that. Now, you know, it was a little bit late. I mean, he waited until the last minute, basically, to do it. But, you know, better late than never in that case. And so I agree with you. We need to be very concerned about human rights, about immigration, and all of the things you mentioned. I think it's very important what you just said.
Yes, and I didn't think that you had, you know, said anything bad or anything like that. I just, it was kind of adding to the balance. I did hear the previous article. And then today also, I don't know if you know, but there are 4 more journalists charged with felony charges covering the inauguration. They were detained. There was some mass detainments. The D.C. police used a law against rioting. So we had 4 journalists today charged, and this came via The Guardian. It's in some other sources as well. I've seen that in some of
I see it here. HuffingtonPost.com headline: journalists covering inauguration protests face felony riot charges, could face up to 10 years in prison.
Right. So I'd be really interested. You know, it would make me warm. And how about some of these Trump folks coming out, or even some people in his administration? And you know, if they are, have these libertarian leanings, how about saying, geez, the president should probably, or someone in his administration should issue some caution on that. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kinds of steps that I think, you know, that would be more solid ground, because a lot of what he's proposed so far is pretty typical for, you know, a quote-unquote shrunken government kind of Republican, while expanding the military and surveillance and everything like that.
Right.
So I'll be more interested in issues like that.
Yeah, I'm bookmarking the story here. I don't think we're going to have a chance to dig into it tonight, but we'll see. I definitely want to learn more about these journalists and what they're facing. Although, to be fair, I mean, this isn't excusing it or anything like that, but if it were Hillary Clinton's inauguration and the same protests happened and the same arrests happened, the same charges likely would have happened. I mean, it was, you know, D.C. police that did this, right? Not necessarily federal cops.
Right. And I'd be, if it was her, I'd expect her to make a statement. And since it's him, I'm hoping that someone in his administration does as well.
Eric, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate where you're coming from. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, maybe none of this will pan out, but they're at least still talking about it after the election, and they deserve some credit for that.
Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable.
The 10 executive orders from
LLC.com, or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator. Energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We have another caller, but
to check out their patent pending technology.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
Also, if you want to help Free Talk Live, then shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You go to Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It is that simple. It's the same great Amazon that you're used to. It's just that you're going through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of the profits that Amazon would normally keep all for themselves. So it applies to Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You just go and click on the right Amazon for you over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're talking Trump. There's been a bunch worth talking about, in my opinion. Normally, presidents aren't really that worth talking about. They're just all the same. And maybe Trump will ultimately prove to be the same. As our last caller pointed out, they're just, you know, bringing up the same old stuff that Republicans have been pushing ever since Reagan, but ultimately have never really gone anywhere with. You know, they're talking about getting rid of the National Endowment for the Arts, cutting funding completely to NPR and PBS. You know, how possible are these things? Are they just pie-in-the-sky ideas that they're throwing out there? But why are they throwing them out there at this point? The campaign's over. They don't have to keep making promises anymore. He's in for 4 years. He can rest easy. He can sit back. He can do nothing. He can go on a vacation every week, like it seems like presidents always do. You know, they're always
especially Obama.
The president went on vacation. It wasn't just Obama. It
well,
was
no, but
Bush.
Particularly him. He spent like many, like I'm not going to say hundreds of millions, but like dozens of millions of dollars on vacations and always golf. Man,
yeah. Well, I don't think that was any different.
That was the joke Trump said at the meeting I went to. He said he could run to be the president of the PGA
golf club.
Yeah, golf club. Yeah.
So we're going to continue here on Trump, and then your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. There's some interesting news in the world of television as well as networks are trying to compete with Netflix. Let's go first, though, to James. He's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Minister, if one's against drone strikes, then you don't care about governments murdering people throughout the world, and you don't care about non-state actors like ISIS or Al-Qaeda murdering people throughout the world.
Huh?
And it doesn't make you a peaceful person to be against drone strikes. Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, because
you're not a thoughtful person. What, I don't care? I don't care because I'm against drone strikes? How does that make any sense?
You keep on saying that Trump isn't a peaceful person or a peaceful president because he's ordered drone strikes against people that aren't.
Well, we don't know if he ordered those drone strikes, actually. I said we don't know if those were a holdover from Obama or...
I know what you said, but it may
well apparently
be Trump,
you don't know.
You're talking about Trump.
Well,
anyway,
apparently you don't know because you misrepresented what I said.
Okay, then let me repeat it in another way. Regardless of whoever ordered the drone strikes, they weren't alleged terrorists, by the way. And if you know anything about the military operations, like people I do know that have pressed the button and executed not alleged terrorists, but actual terrorists.
And what about all the innocent people, huh?
The article said they're alleged.
It pains me to no end to think that innocent people have been killed because of monsters that
inhabit probably a lot more innocent
Earth.
People.
No, they didn't. And by the way, those Al-Qaeda members that they were summarily executed don't care anything about other human beings at all, and they actually are imposing their will by force and mass murder. And they're not going
to. Well, if you want to oppose them, go grab a gun and go to the Middle East. I shouldn't be forced to pay for your military.
Let me say something.
Oh, something happened with your microphone there. Go ahead.
Okay, I love how you projected onto me as it being my responsibility to do something about it, and I am happy to pay tax monies, and I'm okay with it being taken from you as well, to eradicate people from the planet Earth that are Stone Age Romeos that want to oppose a religious fanaticism and make the world as an Islamic state. That's what their name is.
Who would
by
Jesus
the way.
Steal from, James?
Jesus would be fully in support of terminating
Stealing?
Murderers.
Wait a minute, isn't this
wait, Mark? That was unfair of you to bring that up. What
did
is
you call him Mark? Did you just call him Mark?
No, I meant Ian.
Vincent,
Ian. I mean, what does Jesus have to do with it? Come on, Ian. That's
Vincent,
not helpful to the discussion.
Is Jesus anti-war? Or is he not anti-war?
Well, Jesus has nothing to do with
the
discussion.
The question.
I would say that Jesus does have
discussion.
Something.
I brought
it in.
Okay, I'm saying
and
you,
the
I don't
reason
think
I brought it in is because the reason I brought it in is because James claims to be a Christian.
Okay, that's not.
Wait a second, Vincent.
Yes.
I said nothing about my Christianity.
I know.
But anybody that is Christian that knows anything about Catholicism knows that Jesus is an anti-war or anti-executing people that are warriors. Okay? It's called self-defense. And yeah, they may not be over here.
No, it's not called self-defense when
yes,
you go drop bombs on people in another country.
Okay, then
thanks
let me
for the call. Now I'm not going to let you do anything else.
I was actually defending James's point there for a sec, or at least defending James there. But anyways, I understand. I just think that you knew that would get him upset, and just by putting
look,
Jesus
if you claim to
effect.
Be a Christian, you shouldn't be in favor of wars. I mean, it seems like a real clear thing to me.
Well,
you can defend yourself, sure, but ultimately, I mean, who would Jesus bomb?
I mean, Jesus said in the Bible, and I can't believe I'm talking about this right now, but, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and render unto God what is God. You know, religion shouldn't have much to do and shouldn't have anything to do with the government or warfare. And his point, what I imagine he was saying was,
you said religion shouldn't have anything to do with warfare. I agree with you. Religious people who truly believe in the ideas that Jesus promoted, which was peace, should not have anything to do with warfare. I agree with you. Now, defending yourself is another thing. If somebody attacks you, obviously you have a right to defend yourself. You have a right to defend your family, your friends, people who you care about, total strangers. You have a right to defend other human beings from being attacked. But dropping bombs on people around the world is not defense.
Oh, I disagree with a drone strike thing, right? They could do it in a much better way that kills less people. Well,
they could just not do anything.
And I haven't looked into it. I don't know if we can know the answer. If, let's say, we just drop all operations against ISIS, which, you know, under Obama...
Yeah, bring the troops home.
Will ISIS continue to attack the U.S. or U.S. interests? Or U.S. property, right? And if
very unlikely. Are they attacking the U.S. right now? No. Where are the ISIS attacks in the United States?
Well, the people they claim that for ISIS takes credit for it, but whether or not, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Whether or not ISIS is actually doing that, I mean, there's some evidence I've seen that ISIS, you know, they catch people, people's Syrian passports trying to get into the U.S.
Where are
Mexico.
The ISIS attacks in Costa Rica?
No, there's not. I'll admit
why?
Why? Costa Rica's not on ISIS's
radar.
They
have no military. So Costa Rica couldn't possibly be on ISIS's radar because they're not going over and bombing ISIS targets. They're not going over and trying to impose their beliefs or their political system on other countries in the Middle East. There's a reason why terrorism strikes, the very few of them that have happened here in the last 15 years, have happened, and that's because of the U.S. military's interventionism all around the globe. I mean, it's clear. If you just listen to what Osama bin Laden had to say, he made it crystal clear as to why they were doing what they were doing. It was because of the U.S. military. It was because they're picking winners and supporting, you know, certain sides in conflicts over decades in the Middle East.
Well, Osama didn't actually do 9/11. It was the government, Ian. But, no, I get what you're saying.
Are you one of the conspiracy people?
It's a conspiracy fact, yeah.
It's a conspiracy fact.
But, I actually had somewhat of an epiphany.
Well, wasn't Osama working?
There are plenty of countries... He was trained for the CIA. Whether or not he was actually alive during 9/11, that he wasn't just blamed for it. Yeah, who knows? But, you know, I think that I think about it, if ISIS was, you know, see, my mind magically changed on the air. You know, what's Israel doing in all this against ISIS? You know, ISIS says they hate Jews and they hate, you know, everyone who's not like them. I imagine Israel would be a big target. So I imagine Israel could handle it too, just as Iran wants to do. But they had to negotiate with Iran wanted to make a giant push against ISIS using Shiite militia. And the U.S., they had to negotiate within the U.S. and whatever, I think it was like whatever government installed in Iraq to say, oh, well, no, you have to do this because we don't want too many Shiites coming in, armed Shiites coming in. So I guess, you know, I do agree with you, Ian. I guess the people there could handle ISIS themselves.
Well, right. And, of course, as you pointed out earlier, ISIS came out of Al-Qaeda after the U.S. continued interventionism.
Well, and the U.S. funded and gave
funded
arms to ISIS.
Right. They funded Al-Qaeda, which ultimately meant arms were going into ISIS's hands. I mean, it's just a mess, and it was created by the United States. And the only way you can clean this mess up is not through more violence, but through reducing the conflict. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype usernames lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Vincent.
Also, if you don't know enough about what's been going on up here in New Hampshire with the Liberty Movement. I told you about 101 Reasons Film earlier tonight, 101reasonsfilm.com. Great website, great movie. That's really what you want to do is go there, watch the movie. It's on YouTube, of course. It's just the website links you to that. Great documentary about so much of the activism that goes on up here, some of the things that make New Hampshire a really special place and already the freest place in the United States. But there's also been a different kind of activism style that has gone on here in Keene. Years ago, we had Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is now this is going to be its fifth year. It came out back in 2012, back in September, so this will be its fifth anniversary.
Is it time for a sequel?
Well, that would require Derek to go on another crime spree. Or I guess someone else could do a victimless crime spree. But it's a risky business, and not a lot of people are prepared for that level of civil disobedience. And even he wasn't prepared for what ended up happening to him. And you haven't seen the movie.
Not all of it, no.
So I would recommend that if you enjoy a good documentary film, if you enjoy a good, entertaining, fun, outrageous It's a movie that will make you feel things, and that's what a good movie will do.
Yeah.
So you go to victimlesscrimespree.com. That's the other documentary that came out of the Liberty Movement up here in New Hampshire. Feature length, too. This is a 90-minute long movie. You can go and watch it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. And there's actually a couple different versions of it. There's the original theatrical release, which we actually did release in the theater here in Keene, New Hampshire, back
of a colonial?
In 2012. Nope. That would have been too expensive.
Oh.
We went to the Key Road Cinemas, and you know, we had a big kind of release day, and Derek was there, and a bunch of people came out, and so you can actually look at pictures from the theatrical premiere over at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's the director's cut version, which you can actually buy on DVD as well. So if you love the movie, get it for your friends. You can get the DVD copy, which is packed full of extras, including commentary tracks. Vincent, you're into movies. You're kind of
a
movie maker. You like a commentary track? Yeah, well, there's two of them.
Oh,
not just one commentary track, but two. One with just Derek J watching the movie and commenting, and then another one with Derek, Bo Davis, who's the editor of the film, and me, the executive producer, where all three of us sat down and watched the movie together. And I think that's one of the coolest things about the DVD, but there's also like almost 8 hours of bonus footage on there as well, including all the original videos that we used to make the movie. So all the activist videos, the full versions of those videos, all are packed on the data version of the disc. So you have to take the DVD. It won't work. The extras, there's only a few extras, like, within the DVD. So if you play it in a DVD player, you only get, like, the trailer or whatever.
Oh, to get the files.
If you put it in your computer, all the MP4 files are there from all this. So it's a great disc. So anyway, and it's less than $10 over at Amazon. So just go to victimlesscrimespree.com, click on the order link, and you can get your own copy. It's also at Walmart, too, which is cool. So let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so you know the automatic voter registration when you get the driver's license? It sounds like it could be a possibility in our state, because they're actually talking about it. And we have the legislature, Democrat, controlled now. They're the majority, and they're the one that supported, they're the one that's pushing it. So they're discussing it, and I think it might pass. And I'm just excited that we might beat California and state of Oregon, because they're the only one that comes up with this idea. They're the first one to do anything before we do. And so I'm just excited if New Mexico gets the automatic registration and we could beat California, you know, that'll be really impressive, you know? Because, you know what, in our state, we do everything 20 years later after everybody else does it. You know, so it'll be nice.
Hold on, just to clarify something. There's the motor voter thing that basically exists in a lot of places. You're saying this is only happening on the West Coast, but I'm pretty sure that something like this. Are you saying that they'll force people to register to vote? That there will be mandatory voter registration?
Well, what they do now is that they have the registration cards at the DMV. But what they do is they make you ask for the form. And then they make you fill out another form that's exactly the same as the same what you get for your driver's license. But you sign out. Yes, I would like to register to vote. You mark that. If you don't want to register, you're not obligated to.
So how will this change? How will what you're talking about that's happening now change that situation?
So right now, they make you fill out two forms. One form for your driver's license and ID.
Uh-huh.
If you want to register to vote, you have to fill out the same form of a different form. But now, you could just mark that I would like to enroll, and it's the same form. But if you fill out one form to get a driver's license, and you say, I want to register to vote, then you're automatically registered. All you have to do is just mark yes.
I see. So it eliminates a little bit of paperwork is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, and then plus, nobody knows. Here's another thing is they hide the registration cards behind the desk, and there's no signs at the DMV. Nobody knows it's at the libraries and at the DMV. They hide it with no signs up. Nobody knows that you can register to vote at DMV or ask for the form, and you have to fill it out yourself. They don't really help you. But
okay.
So then the thing about it is that California was thinking of passing it. I don't know if you guys have it, but it's a new thing.
No, actually, New Hampshire is one of the six states that is exempted from motor voter. So motor voter, according to Wikipedia, is a U.S. federal law that was signed into law by President Clinton in 1993 that advances voting rights by requiring state governments to offer voter registration opportunities to any eligible person who applies for or renews a driver's license or applies for public assistance, requiring states to register applicants that use a federal voter registration form to apply, and prohibiting states from removing registered voters from the voter rolls unless certain criteria are met. The act exempts from its requirements states that have continuously, since 1993, not required voter registration for federal elections or have offered election day voter registration for federal general elections, which is what New Hampshire does. We have same day voter registration here. So for some reason, that exempts them from the motor voter. So no, we do not have that in New Hampshire. But people can do same day voting registration. So anybody who shows up at the polls can go ahead and register here. And most states don't have that. So, Sarah, I think that if it's making it easier for people to register to vote, I don't really oppose that. I want to see the state go away, I don't think that ultimately making it easier for people to vote in within the system is necessarily a bad thing. So you and I might agree on this one.
Of course, and the whole thing is, we ask, well, how come they didn't do this like 50 years ago or even 30 years ago? But what it is voter suppression. See, there are us, they're afraid of us voting. They're afraid of having an honest election.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. And
they
I'll tell you what,
of you voting.
New Mexico is one of 12 states, including Washington, D.C., that actually it's legal to give illegal aliens driver's licenses. And surprised to hear, this is my ignorance, I'm surprised to hear that you say New Mexico, that their state house or state government has a Democrat majority. I knew, like, Obama lost 1,000 Democrat seats over the past 8 years.
Well, New Mexico voted for Hillary.
They did. Oh, okay. All right. I just wasn't sure what they're saying. So, I mean, it seems like we're trying to cement their majority in because an illegal alien could go and get the driver's license, and I imagine they could also have that, as long as they have a driver's license, then they could go in and vote and keep these Democrats in power.
Well, what's most, I think, the speculation about the illegal aliens, I think, is
I mean, it's happening in California.
But you know, according to this story over at Wikipedia, it says that someone who applies for or renews a driver's license or applies for public assistance. So basically, this motor voter law, while most people look at it as, oh, it's for people getting driver's licenses, it's also for anyone who applies for public assistance.
Oh, you mean welfare?
Which means that everyone applying for welfare is now, is as of 1993, being required, all these welfare offices are required to ask the person, would you like to go ahead and register to vote?
And guess who, which party people on welfare vote for?
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate hearing from you. But yeah, they're definitely not afraid of people going out and voting. They don't care if you vote because they know that generally the choices are statist one or statist two, someone who believes in the idea of the state that are going to shove their rules down your throat, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And ultimately, you know, they want people to vote because it legitimizes the system to some extent. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to be very, very hard to end the system without working inside of it unless we have some sort of mass revelation that it's no longer necessary and people just start ignoring the state, which is probably not going to happen in our lifetime. So, Vincent, thanks for being here. You can get more Vincent over at offtheairlive.com. And between now and tomorrow night, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.